Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
It is 7:14 on this Monday morning. Joseph Stagney joins us, Louisiana State Representative, to talk about some communication, cooperation from the airport on things like pumping and drainage. And Representative Stagney, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. How are you?
Thank you all right for having me.
Thank you
for taking the time with us. I don't even know where to start with this pumping station for the airport. It's the kind of thing where you think it's all self-contained or it's Jefferson Parish, but it's not. But it's who? How do you want to start presenting this? Who owns the airport and who is responsible for the pumping station? And what should the pumping station do?
So the city of New Orleans, through its home rule charter, owns and operates the airport, and they do it through a board, the New Orleans Aviation Board. That entire airport sits within the city of Kenner, except for a sliver of a runway that kind of goes into St. Charles Parish. So, you know, over the last several decades, you have an airport in the city that the city doesn't own, right, yet its citizens feel the impact from anything that happens at the airport. And so, you know, many, many decades ago, there was a lot of tension between the airport and the city of Kenner, and bills were passed at the state level. Then it was litigated, found out that New Orleans, through its home rule charter, controls the airport, and then started doing some things by memorandum of understanding. And, you know, sometimes you get away from some communication and cooperation. And during Francine, there was an awful lot of flooding around the airport, mm-hmm, and citizens of Kenner were adversely affected. And there were all kind of cries to do this and that at the state level. The most important thing in my mind was to make sure that we start to have communication and cooperation between the airport, the city of Kenner, whose citizens are impacted, and then the parish of Jefferson, who really through its pumps control the pumping of floodwaters or stormwaters out of our city and parish. And so I passed a resolution at the state level after talking to all entities, thinking this was a good starting point to start better responding for emergency preparedness and hurricane preparedness.
What happened during Francine?
Well, we probably had somewhere around 700 homes that flooded in Kenner. And it was really a confluence of events. You have in Kenner probably 400 acres that have developed over the last so many years. And so that was a permeable surface that became impermeable. Mm-hmm. All of that stormwater runoff was thrown into our drainage system.
Over the concrete
during
chamber,
that,
right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
The concrete, and then you had some airport pumps that were probably not functioning correct, and Jefferson Parish had some pumps that weren't fully operational. And I think they became that way later on, but if you live in Kenner, you can tell that after rain events where a lot of rain is dumped into our city very quickly, we are having trouble draining the floodwaters. And we're going to have to do several things, I believe. And the reason I think the cooperation and communication is important is not only so that we know what each other's doing and we have a backup plan in case something goes wrong, but I think ultimately we are going to have to go to Congress as one collective voice to try to get flood control dollars to help our city, the parish, and the airport as well.
What has to be done, I guess, because they got this $24 million pumping station, right? Is it in $27 million? Is it not adequate? Does it not work right? Has it ever been tested?
Well,
tell me where that fits into this.
I don't know that. I know there was a news station locally that reported that it was not tested and it wasn't operational. Something went on because Jefferson Parish uses a SCADA system to remotely monitor pumps, and there was some problem, like I said, at the airport, and our workhorse for the city of Kenner to drain it is the Duncan Canal. And we had some malfunctioning pumps on the Duncan Canal. Mm-hmm. And so it can only help if we're all working together to make sure that all of these pumps are fully operational. And again, you have development in our city and in the airport. That north terminal put a lot of concrete on the north side of the airport. And so all of that adds to the city having to drain that extra water. And before, it may have just seeped in the ground. Now we have to make sure we drain it. So, again, ultimately, I think we're going to have to go to Congress to get major, big pumps, let's say, in South Kenner to pump to the river. And we have a small project that we're funding now. But I think we're going to have the Corps and Congress fund major pumping to the river. Once that happens, I think it will alleviate much of the problem that we experience here in Kenner.
All right, let me talk about that when we come back, because it seems as though this is not the time the time or place to be going to the federal government asking for money to help with this or that or the other thing. We're talking to Representative Joe Stagney, who is represents Kenner, and we're talking about the airport and the pumping station and water in Kenner and flooding of houses. If you have any questions or comments, 504-260-1870. Text it into the Oakland Horn Jeweler Talk and Text Line. Please don't text and drive. I'll pass them along. We come back. Traffic now, WWL. 7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Representative Joseph Stagney about this pumping station at the airport that was installed, and I'm just trying to figure this out, Representative. Stay with me if you can. $27 million that was installed some 7 years ago, but we don't know if it works or if it doesn't work, because you talked about going to the federal delegation to get more money, but money to do what? To make this pumping station operational? Or do you know if it's operational? That's where I'm confused. Help me understand this.
I do not know, other than the SCADA system said there was some hiccup during Francine. You would have to look, and I've asked for it verbally, but you would have to look at the SCADA readings during other events to see if those pumps at the airport were working. Those pumps became a reality out of a compromise between Kenner, Jefferson Parish, and the New Orleans Aviation Board when they wanted to move the terminal to the north side. And those pumps may not even be big enough. And that's why I continue to say that we may need to go to Congress for flood control money, because, you know, that's not the only issue. We have flooding. And look, we're not the only community. Flooding is the most common disaster in the U.S. And so other communities have this issue. Now, I will tell you, I think we have the political horsepower to fix this problem, even though the airport is one cog in a wheel of us trying to drain our stormwater. And so we have a congressman in Troy Carter who represents the airport. We have another congressman, Steve Scalise, who is high up in leadership. And I think they understand the impacts to our citizens. And they can help not only for helping to pump out floodwater runoff from the airport, but in and around our community here in Kenner.
Somebody texted in, it's not a bad question. Are we talking about floodwater from rain or floodwater from tidal kind of in what do you call it?
No, this is stormwater runoff, so it would be rain. And look, that's the other thing. You've heard our parish president, Cynthia Chang, say that, you know, Mother Nature was harsh. It dumped 7.5 to maybe 9 inches in a very short period of time. And there are no pumps in Jefferson Parish that can handle that kind of rain. Mm-hmm. And so you do everything you can to mitigate that by maintaining the drainage lines, making sure all your pumps are working. And then, again, when you have new projects in areas, you have to make sure that you have retention ponds and that they drain at an appropriate rate. I don't know that Kenner has updated that formula in decades, and we need to do that. So, again, I think the starting point is between all of us communicating and talking and then coming up with some solutions that we all can be a collective voice in support.
Are you concerned about another Francine happening this year?
I always have concern, yes.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Do have concern, and you mentioned earlier about this. This may not be the most opportune time to ask the federal government for money. Mm-hmm. And not to go off on a tangent, but I will tell you that I just sent two letters, one to Senator Cassidy and one to Senator Kennedy, because in the Senate version of the one big beautiful bill, mm-hmm. There are extreme cuts to Medicaid to our state. And the number one employer in Louisiana is the healthcare industry. And so we're already an unhealthy population. It will devastate our state and hospitals will close. And so we're trying to bring awareness to our U.S. senators. I think the bill coming out the House was not as harsh, but the one in the Senate is. I'm sorry to go off on a tangent.
No, that's good. No,
that's something that's on my mind.
It's very
well.
Important. I'm glad you did. Thank you, sir. Joe Stagan, Louisiana State Representative. We come back talking to Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union, Monday Morning Markets with Mark when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen. 7:44, 16 till 8 Monday morning. That's time to take a look at the week ahead on Wall Street. Monday Morning Markets with Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. How you doing, Mark?
Tommy, good morning. How are you this morning?
I am okay, sir. What are we looking at for Wall Street this week and some numbers that are coming out and activity, et cetera?
Tommy, don't you agree? It's like if this weekend's activity didn't move the markets, I'm not sure what will.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Dow was trading sideways at right above 42,000. Looking at it right now, it's going to be down 48 points off of a 42,400-plus index, which is nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing. And it, having time to digest all what was happening, I would have expected at least, you know, down 500, 600, 700, but just because they don't like that type of stuff. They don't like the uncertainty. They don't know where it's going to go. Who knows where it's going to go kind of thing. But the markets are, if you slept the whole weekend and woke up this morning, you're saying, what's wrong? I don't understand what people are worried about. So they are taking it very well. And even on the back of news that came out last week, at retail sales that were down at least 2 months in a row, and this time it was down 0.9%, and that's a large number. That's almost 1% for the month or about 12% for the year. Cars have taken the hit, big-ticket items like that. So the people that are working on car dealerships, they're not happy. And restaurants. Restaurant sales dropped the most last month in over 2 years, as I think people are just saying, you know what, we don't have to go out and eat. If we're looking at saving money, that's an easy way to do it and just stay at home and cook. Industrial production was down. The Philadelphia Fed's manufacturing survey was down. U.S. economic indicators were down. All of this, and we have a prominent macroeconomist. The guy's name is Lacey Hunt. Worked for the Fed, I think, years ago, and he's on his own now. But he's like, the Fed is waiting way too long to change interest rates. He said, we're deep into the territory. The interest rates currently are too high. Keeping in mind, they raised interest rates almost 6% to lower inflation. And then they gave us a percent back last fall, And his argument is, no, they're way too high. The market has moved away from all of that, and we've got good inflation numbers that have come out consistently, and they should be lowering rates. But Powell and company are saying, well, all the uncertainty in the market, where are the tariffs going? Where is this past weekend? What is that going to produce? And they're sitting on their hands again. So one Fed governor came out and said, you know what, we're going to lower them in July. I know the market isn't expecting that, but that'll be my vote. But that's not moving the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the entity that is trying to track and predict what the Fed may do. And time to remember, early in the year, they were supposed to lower in June and July. Well, that got kicked out to neither June or July. September was the earliest that we could hope to see some interest rate reductions. And again, it's not, you know, it's not just the quarter point. And people would look at it and say, well, that's a typical move. And it is. From Dr. Hunt's standpoint, it should be like a full point. Maybe not all at once, but another full point this year. There's a full point came off of last fall, and that amount, he said, is really an appropriate amount. And this week, we're going to have the Fed's inflation gauge that comes out, the personal consumption expenditure for May. For April, it was 0.1%. So inflation was rising at a gauge that they use the most by a little over 1% a year. Mm-hmm. This month, it's expected to be the same number. We'll see when it comes out in a couple of days, but another 0.1%. If they've been saying, well, we're waiting for it to get down to close to 2, recent months' activity is putting it below 2. And again, that reinforces what Dr. Hunt was saying. Well, we're plenty in the zone for these rates to come down. And I think what people have, from a market standpoint, not just the stock market, but what people have turned their attention to is, what are interest rates doing? As a conversation, I'm relieved. That's good. That a lot of conversation is turning to what the deficit is, what the debt is, and how we're going to deal with that. And over the weekend, the Treasury, $1 trillion has to be refinanced between now and the end of the year, mm-hmm. and then $1.2 trillion needs to be refinanced in 2026. And it's like, well, okay, so if this debt was placed years ago, especially if it was placed just a few years ago, they got the deal of a lifetime. They got near zero rates. Well, now it's coming due, and just if not all of our listeners understand, those bonds are going to come due, and the Fed needs to pay the bondholder. What they do is issue new debt to pay down the old debt. And what normally happens, why is that debt or the deficits keep rising? They will issue, let's say they have to pay off $1,000. Well, they'll borrow $1,200 to add to the deficit and refinance the $1,000 that's coming due. That's why you see the numbers keep climbing. But the analysts are saying, but that's a lot of money. That's at least $2 trillion that has to be refinanced at higher rates, because the rates have been higher for the last couple of years. It's just going to add more pressure on a similar debt load. It's going to increase the rate and increase the cost of the debt. So that's what's being paid attention to. And the Fed is saying, well, if we lower rates, that'll help, because then the refinance would be incrementally easier. The rates would be lower. And that refinance, if they're not going to pay it off, they're not going to refinance and issue more debt, but at least it would be at an incrementally lower rate. And when you're talking about several trillion dollars, believe it or not, it starts to add up. So that's what I think a lot of Wall Street is waiting for. And the equity markets are not moving a lot, but there's an awful lot of conversation about the debt markets and where the debt is.
So I think somebody texted in, and I think it's a fair question. Who, when they, you talk about paying this debt, they owe it to whom?
You, me, mutual funds, other countries, other governments, investors, corporations, whoever wants to loan the government money, which could be anybody. Uh-huh. So you and I could buy a treasury bond. There you go. So the government owes you money, and you buy it with a particular interest rate. Okay, let's make up a number, 4%. And they would owe you 4% on that investment until it matures. Mm-hmm. So when they're going to pay you off at maturity, they have to go out and sell another bond to somebody else to pay you off. And the other bond might be at 4.5%. It might be at 5%, because that's where some interest rates have gone. Not so much treasuries, but it's putting pressure on the debt markets because of where rates have gone since the inflation kicked in. So that's why there's above average conversation about how much we're spending on the debt. And you can't go down that road very far before somebody says, yeah, you know what we're paying in interest? And the interest has been quoted many times. The interest is more than the Defense Department budget at like $1 trillion a year. That's just a lot of money. And you're paying it to bondholders. And the bondholders are okay about it. They're earning the money. But it's an expense to the government, which they're not paying outright. They're borrowing more to pay it. That's the hard part.
So play this out for me. What happens 6 months from now?
Well, if rates are lower, they'll get an incremental break on that. So instead of your bond maturing at 4%, instead of them issuing another one at 5%, let's say the Fed lowers rates a full percentage point. I'm making it overly simplistic. Mm-hmm. Okay, they'll reissue that at 4%. So their cost didn't go down, and it didn't go up in that example. In some examples, it could go down, depending on what maturities are coming, and it's a hodgepodge of them. But the majority of the $37 trillion, Tom, is in short-term loans. They're in T-bills that from 3 to 12 months they mature. Mm-hmm. So they were financing the majority of the debt higher, is why that interest cost became so acute so fast. And many analysts were saying, well, you know, 30-year rates were at like 2% back in 2021. When COVID hit, the Fed lowered rates to almost zero. Some people said, you know what? They needed to borrow $1 trillion at 30-year paper, lock it in at 2%, like many of us did with our house loans. Mm-hmm. And then they could have paid off a lot of debt at record low rates, and that low rate would stick around for 30 years. They didn't do that. They were full of what's called the short end of the curve, the front end with the maturities that happened more quickly. And now as those are refinancing, because they're only out there for 3 to 12 months, they have been incrementally costing themselves more money, costing the American people more money, by raising, in essence, the cost of the debt on themselves.
Thank you, Mark. Interesting stuff. Yes, Mark Rosa, President and CEO of Jefferson Financial Federal Credit Union. He'll be back on Friday to help you manage your money. Some 54, 6 till 8. Traffic now, WWL.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.